Hi, this is Dr. Toni Cooper, and this is Life Without Baggage. In this podcast, I'll help you develop a stronger sense of self, develop firmer boundaries, and also learn how to lean into the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit, who can help you navigate life. I have dozens of bonus videos posted that will help you in these areas, and also will help you develop stronger coping skills. In each of the program notes, there's a link where you can request a free digital book that I've written, where you can find my other media, and also where you can find my books on Amazon. Just a reminder before we get into today's episode that this is not a substitute for medication or counseling. If you're having thoughts of harming yourself or another person, or if this material triggers you, please contact your doctor or a mental health specialist to help you with your concerns. Now, here's today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Life Without Baggage. This is a Christmas edition. So, in light of the fact that this is a Christian podcast and we just celebrated Christmas and we're in the series on sharpening your coping skills, I thought today I would focus on how to access the power of God to give us the power to have peace and to have successful living in this day and age. So before we get into that, the power for coping, let me remind you that I have a free digital book that you can request called Understanding Your Dreams. I look at the three types of dreams, the keys to unlock the meaning and symbols of your dreams, and eight principles to help you determine whether a dream might be from God. I'm also going to request, if you're not already following or subscribing, depending on what your platform invites you to do, would you do so? That would really help me out. If you have any questions you would like me to answer, if you have any feedback you'd like to give me about the things that you're learning, anything that you found especially helpful, I would love to hear your comments. So let's talk about power for coping. So today I'm going to share with you one of the scriptures that says who God is. This is from Isaiah 9:6. And as we understand more of who God is and how he looks at us, it gives us greater peace, greater confidence of how to keep going with a positive attitude through the stresses of life, through the challenges of life. And God's word is rich with insights, with inspiration. And so as you learn how to read the word of God, as you learn how to meditate on it, chew on it, in a way, you're learning how to mine the deep treasures. And you don't have to mine very hard, but some consistent time in God's word will really empower you. So I'm going to share some of the nuggets I mined from this verse in Isaiah 9:6. So let me read it to you. You may be familiar with this verse. You hear it a lot at Christmas time. It's the one in Handel's Messiah. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible today. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. So I'm going to unpack that a little bit for us today, and I think it will inspire you and encourage you to give you the confidence, to give you a greater measure of peace and understanding of what is available to you. There's supernatural power available to us to live our lives. So first of all, his name. What's the significance of a name? Now, even more so than the name, the personal aspect to a name. It used to be that a name meant something. Cooper, I think that used to mean a person who makes barrels. So by knowing a person's name, you know something extra about them. Well, name means the revealed character. It can also mean the legacy. So all of these things that describe who God is give us insight, this scripture, on his character, and also on the legacy he gives us. Wonderful. Wonderful means exceptional, extraordinary, hard to understand. And the Bible tells us that we need the Holy Spirit to help us understand the deep things of God. In our own natural abilities, we don't understand the wealth, the magnificence of God's wisdom, God's character, the way he does things. In our little finite minds, we need the Holy Spirit to help us. And fortunately, he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us understand him. Before I came to know the Lord, there were a few times I opened the Bible and it didn't make any sense to me. I wanted to understand it, but it was like, I don't get this at all. But then after I became a Christian and I invited Jesus to be my Savior, the Bible teaches you have the Holy Spirit who begins to help you understand the principles of God, the Word of God. So this is part of the wonder that God is bigger than we are. So we need his help to understand him. So Wonderful Counselor is the next part of that verse. So a counselor is someone, you think about a psychologist, but a counselor gives you advice. The idea of sometimes attorneys are called counselors. They give you a strategy. They give you wisdom. So we need strategy sometimes to navigate difficult situations, to handle problems we're not sure what to do. God wants to be your counselor. It also says the way that what this word means in the original language, this would be Hebrew, that it has to do with careful planning, but it's also fatherly. It's affectionate. And I want to read Psalm 32:8 for you. I, the Lord, will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So it's an affectionate watchfulness over us, that he wants us to know which way to go. We don't have to figure it out all by ourselves. And he wants us to know that he loves us, that he's with us, that we're not doing this alone. So when we understand these things about God, it gives us more peace. It gives us more courage. It gives us more hope that we can do it. We can keep going. So the next part of that verse says, Mighty God. So the movies have all these superheroes. Well, God is the original superhero. He's the champion. He wants to give us the power. He will intervene on our behalf many times, but other times he gives us the strategy and the power to be successful, to be where we need to be, to navigate what we need to do, and to do it with wisdom. So Mighty God, Eternal Father. So eternal, that means no beginning, no end. And we talked about the aspect of Father. So this verse, remember, is talking about Jesus, Mighty God, Eternal Father. And let me prove to you that this verse is about Jesus. So now I'm going to go over to the New Testament, the book of John. And this is John chapter 1. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. So the Word is God, is with God, and is from the beginning. He didn't just start in Bethlehem. He was present originally with God. So John is very clear. He's been there from the beginning. He's the eternal Father. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. So he was part of creation. I was surprised the first time I read this passage. It's like, that is not how I understood creation or what the Bible even taught about God or what I thought, what church taught about God. But you can see that Jesus Christ preceded his birth in Bethlehem. That's when he took the human body so he could die for our sins. But he's been from the beginning, from all eternity, with the Father and with the Spirit. If you go back and read Genesis chapter 1, again, you see that it's not just talking about God's Father. Verse 4 of John chapter 1 says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is why we call Jesus the light of the world. He came in to give light to us, to teach us who the Father is, and to pay for our sins. Now, later in verse 10 and 11, again, this is talking about Jesus, it's pretty obvious. He came into the world, and though the world was made through him, again, creation, the world did not recognize him, didn't know him. He came to that which belonged to him. He's a creator, it belonged to him. And they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to become the children of God. So again, this passage teaches that we need to receive Jesus and then we become part of God's family. It's popular thinking that we're all God's children. That isn't what the book of John teaches. It teaches that when we receive him, we become children of God. So right now, if you're not sure if you've ever received Jesus as your Savior, this would be a good time to just pray and ask him. So I'm going to guide you in a prayer if you're not positive whether or not you've ever done that. It's pretty simple. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I thank you that you came from heaven to earth to die for my sins so that I could be cleansed, that I could become a child of God, and I could be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So would you come into my heart and be my Savior right now. Thank you. So if you prayed that prayer, Jesus is in your heart. He's your Savior. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you direction. And so you want to cultivate that relationship. So as I mentioned at the beginning, we can learn how to mine the treasures in God's Word. And we don't have to dig very hard. But we want to spend some consistent time talking to God, but then reading. When we talk to God, prayer, okay, that's one part of the conversation. But God answers us through his word. So if you're not reading his word, it's a one-sided conversation. And that doesn't make for much of a relationship, does it? So the last part of that verse in Isaiah 9:6 says he's the Prince of Peace. And peace means, okay, we think of peace as tranquility, and that's true, but it also means wholeness, that the Lord wants us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. And so the emotional needs that you have, he's interested in those too. He's not just interested in robots to perform his will. He wants a connection. He wants an interaction. And so we have access to the Lord every single day. He listens to us, and as we follow him, he will give us wisdom and peace. So I'm going to attach some links at the in the program notes of some videos that you might find helpful to another video. I did a whole series on names of God. If you're interested in those, I'll put a link to one of those podcasts that's, I think I did those in 2022. So let me pray a blessing for you, and then I'll let you go back to your holiday celebrations. Lord, thank you that you love us, that you enjoy us, that you want us to know your peace and your power. So I pray that you would help this listener abide more deeply in you and enjoy that connection with you in this coming year to a deeper and deeper level. Help them learn how to read your word in a way where they will be mining the treasures. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This is Dr. Toni Cooper, and this is Life Without Baggage. Thanks for listening. And if this helped you, share it with a friend. Talk to you next time.